I'm here with Jason, the founder of the Wrecklink Community Cup. How are you today, Jason?
Absolutely pumped. Absolutely pumped. We're in the dungeon area of the famous Sharon Stan of a ground that just reeks of inner city working class grounds. So I'm very excited as a left-wing socialist.
Yes, nice. And also deep heat. I'm smelling some deep heat through the nostrils.
Well, there's lots of rock dogs getting rubbed down. So, nice. Your perception is 10 out of 10.
Some of them aren't actually even playing.
And I've also got Cram here with me. Hello, Cram.
Hi. It's great to be here.
We've got our coach, Dan Salton.
We've got Dan Salton in with us. Hello, Dan. Hi. Nice to have met you. I am a huge fan. I will just get that on the record. And of you, Cram.
Yeah, that's right. You can get rubbed down as well.
Oh, that'd be great. So I just wanted to know, obviously, Rock Dogs, big day for the Rock Dogs. What are some key strategies? This isn't going into the megas, just so you know. But just
look, the key basic strategy for me, before I've got to go, is just to keep the room calm. It's like, you know, musicians tend to kind of burn out in the band room, deliver a shit set, you know, or drink too much. Just relax. We just got to be, we've been training, we've been in the rehearsal room.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Calmness and ever.
Sure.
We're not going to do that. We're going to fire up. Yep. We're going to be mental all day. And we're just going to be nagging at them and just going at them with the rock dogs, which include little dogs that nip at your heels all day. And big dogs that are a bit dumb and like totally mellow, you know, big puppy dogs.
Great.
You
know. And Cram, what position are you playing today?
I don't know.
Interesting strategy, not knowing.
Don't know, left, right, out probably. So I'm going to try my best. It's not about where you play. Yep. It's about your connection to this beautiful team, amazing community.
Cram's a bit of a halfback flanker.
Which
is rhyming slang for...
I didn't get that, yes.
No, it's a family-friendly show, so no. We didn't get that either.
I'll probably end up with, like, 27 handballs and no kicks. That's my usual
I'm
stats.
Sure you'll be many assists.
You'll try to kick. You just won't be able to get any.
No, exactly.
Had you not gone into the music industry, do you think either of you would have been playing footy today?
Well, we wouldn't
we
wouldn't qualify for the Rock Dogs in our own bands.
No, but we'd be playing proper footy.
Oh, we'd actually...
Oh, yeah.
Did you play?
We'd probably be playing better footy.
Did you used to play...
Yeah, I played for many years as a kid.
Who did you play for?
I played for Finley, who's from there? Tom Hawkins and Shane Crawford.
Oh,
so
elite.
It's pretty footy heartland, but it's in the Riverina, there's not much else to do except play footy.
Sure, and what about you, Dan? Did you used to play?
A little bit.
Yeah, where'd you play?
I lived in Cairns for a couple of years, so I played up there. I played Oak Park.
Yes.
Kangas, out in the western suburbs of Melbourne, and for the Rock Dog, classic.
We're both former captains.
Oh, lovely.
And one year, this captain kicked the ball to me as another captain, and it was a perfect pass, but I ran to in the wrong direction, and then about 37 megahertz crunched me, and I broke my ribs.
Oh,
I did all I could do.
Look, we'll see. We'll hopefully no more injuries today, but
we hope so.
And what do you think is the key to the success of Wrecklink Cup? What is
community.
It?
Community.
Community.
Communities. Mm-hmm. It's in the name.
It brings all the things together. The Melbourne community itself. The love of music, love of helping each other out, and love of football. And it's just, you can see out there today, as it is every year, it's a real day for Melburnians to come and hang out, and some even streak. So like, there's some thrill.
Hopefully. I like footy. I like footy.